Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today we have a special review, a review of an older album, Tyler the Creator, Bastard. This will be an interesting review. This will be an interesting one for sure. Before I get into the review though, there's a few things I want to talk about. First one is my YouTube channel. It's called Sounds Proper. That's where I have the video version of each of these reviews. You know, I make a podcast version of a YouTube video version. So you can check that out on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. I have a video exclusive Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon, and also Boldy James, The Price of Tea in China Deluxe. Those are both YouTube video exclusives. So you want to check those out. Also, check out my weekly segment, Single Sunday, where I go over the new singles that have been released. And as of this recording right now, there's a few that I am very interested in covering in a few days on Sunday. J. Cole, probably. And also, I will be making there will be a few changes coming to the reviews. So one thing I would like to do in the future with my reviews is having the podcast, each episode is divided in two segments. One segment will be a review and one will be just talking about hip hop in general. I'll pick a topic. For example, I can pick a topic, say, why did Kanye miss his release for Donda, right? I pick a topic and I review album, you know, I do the album review maybe first or second, I don't know, but there will definitely be a change in the formatting of how I do the podcast. This will probably be the last podcast that I do it in this format, where it's just the review. I plan on dropping episodes where it's just the review, but from now on, you can expect podcasts that are longer, where I talk about an interesting topic, a current event topic, or even just a general hip-hop music topic. I talk about it and then I go into a review or vice versa. That's just an interesting thing that I want to try out for the podcast. Anyway, let's get into the review of Tyler the Creator, Bastard. So this album is a very interesting one. This is Tyler the Creator's debut album, which it's technically a mixtape. But I'm going to call it an album because Tyler calls it an album. So, yeah. So on December 25th, 2019, Christmas Day, 2009, Tyler the Creator released Bastard. Tyler Oklahoma is a rapper and producer from Ladera Heights, California. He started the collective Odd Future in the mid to late 2000s, and they dropped a few tapes as a collective. Their edgy and angsty alternative hip-hop style stood out for a very small amount of people on the internet. One of these people was a young Earl Sweatshirt, and Earl Sweatshirt later joined the collective. After a span of 2 years of recording, of making the project, Tyler the Creator dropped his debut album, which, as I said, is a mixtape. On Christmas 2009, the album had subject matter varying from graphic horrorcore to love songs. And as you know, as I know, this is Bastard. And I'll be reviewing Bastard to see if it sounds proper. So to preface this review, if you are easily offended, I don't think you should like listen all the way through the podcast, maybe skim through it to really just get a general idea of what I think. But if you're easily offended, I don't think you should listen to the entirety of this podcast, and B, you shouldn't listen to this album. This album is not for you if you are easily offended. So that's just a disclaimer. So the early projects from Tyler are very interesting to me. Bastard, Goblin, those two, even Wolf to an extent, but they're very interesting to me. Especially when you contrast them with an album like Igor, which is completely different. And it's by the same artist in a span of like 8 to 10 years. He has transitioned to bars about violent rape, like as you see on Bastard and Goblin, to tracks about that are like just love tracks and love sick tracks, or Are We Still Friends, or I Don't Love You Anymore. All right, very very different. And though he is rapping about things on this album that are universally detestable, it is still enjoyable to listen to. Like, explaining to someone who presenting a case to someone who doesn't already get it, like why this stuff or music of this with this subject matter is enjoyable, it's very hard, because if you don't already get it, then it's kind of like weird and awkward to explain. But I will try. It's like watching a movie. A lot of people love the character, the Joker. You know, even though he's like a maniac, even though he's responsible for countless deaths, people adore the character. And that's kind of why the music with this subject matter is appealing. That's why the music of this subject matter is enjoyable, especially when there is a rapper's skill backing it. You know, if you know, it could be the subject matter, but if the rapper is not skilled, it's not going to be enjoyable, right? But still, the character that Tyler puts on for this album, it doesn't hold for the entirety of the album. He talks about his dad problems and his overall circumstances relating to when this album was recorded. And this is all said on songs where he raps well, for the most part, on good creative beats, for the most part. And I stress for the most part, because there are a few duds that appear on the track list here and there. So, speaking of the track list, let's go through the track list. Let's talk about each song. We'll go into depth about this album and really come to a conclusion about Bastard by Tyler, the Creator. So, the first track is the intro track. The first track is the title track. It's called Bastard. The title track offers a look into Tyler's life and psyche. And, you know, he's greeted with a fake therapist named Dr. TC. You know, apparently Tyler's got into some trouble, and, you know, he has to talk with this therapist who kind of has to urge him to talk. But after, you know, he just takes off, you know, it's a 6 minute long song, you know, and the beat here has some melodramatic pianos that stay consistent through pretty much the entirety of the run. Of the runtime, and offers a very haunting feel with occasional swelling strings. And the lyrics here, it varies quite a bit. They vary from talking about his problems with his father that he doesn't know, and, you know, it goes all the way to talking about chopping up someone in the back of a Jeep Wrangler. An example of some of the bars here: inside my head's telling me evil thoughts. I'm the dream catcher, but nothing but nightmares are caught. So yeah, very painting a depressing melodramatic picture here, but it's overall a very superb way to start the project. And at the end of the song, Dr. TC asks, well, if you met your dad right now, what would you tell him? And going into the next track, the first line is, I'd tell him to eat a dick quicker than Mexicans sprint over borders, which is fucking great. So this song, 7, is just one long verse, and this one long verse is, it just goes hard as fuck. Tyler is able to effortlessly weave rhymes through lyrics that are meant to offend people. He raps over a great beat that has some hollow percussion and synths that vary from being menacing at times to being angelic. You know, I could give a bunch of examples of killer bars here, but this podcast would be an hour long, and I don't really make hour-long podcast now, do I? The next song is called Odd Toddlers featuring Casey Veggies. And the beat here, you may recognize it. It's a slowed down, you take MF Doom's One Beer and you slow it down. I even did this. I recreated the beat on Odd Toddlers by just taking One Beer and slowing it down. And, you know, I really like MF Doom. And while I appreciate that he took a beat, a very well-known MF Doom beat, and flipped it, it's just better in its original state. The original beat is better. You know, I'd rather listen to that than the beat off Odd Toddlers. Tyler's rapping here is good. But another thing that's annoying me, you know, the beat's kind of, you know, annoying, but the vocal filter that Tyler, the Creator, puts on his vocals, you know, it's annoying. It pitches down his already deep voice, and it just sounds very, it's a very tedious listen. And the verse, Casey Veggie's lazier, you know, he does a fine enough job. It's decent, but this track is just tedious. The song after Odd Toddlers is called French. This song is an abrasive banger with some bassy drums and harsh and rowdy synths. Like, you take Seven and you make it more abrasive on the beat and more abrasive lyrically, because lyrically it's insane. He raps about trapping Goldilocks in his basement and raping her and adding octopussy sound effects, which is just weird. But, you know, it's not completely weird the entire time, as he has funny lines about R. Kelly and Helen Keller. And the verse from Haji Beats, it's of quality, it's good, it's respectable, but it doesn't really fit into the tone of the track. You know, Haji, you know, he comes in very smooth on, like, very abrasive, aggressive beat, and Tyler, who was previously rapping in a very abrasive and aggressive manner. The next song is called Blow, and on this track, Tyler, the Creator, raps in the perspective of serial murderer, serial rapist, Ted Bundy. So, if you're easily offended and you're still listening, bye now. but yeah, it's a rather haunting song with some very airy, and it has a very airy and atmospheric beat with some off-kilter synths, and it has some bells popping in, or what sounds like bells. Tyler really does get into character of a sex-obsessed psychopath who lures girls in with his charm and does really awful things to him. On the chorus, he says, "I stuff you in my trunk, drunk, because all I want to do is fuck and snort blow." Tyler's sick sense of humor really sells the song. It really sells the character that he puts himself into. And it is a good song, despite it being so, like, bad, I guess, you know, it's good. Anyway. The next song is called Pigs Fly, and it's a bit, you know, it's not as good as Blow, let's just say that. The track has some very airy, aloof synths, and some dull drums littering the track. Over on this song, Tyler, the Creator, has some good lines, especially about him being illegal, like he should be illegal, him himself, but that would mean his mother would get 18 years of possession charges, which I thought was clever. However, the bite isn't here, because Tyler, Creator, once again drenches his voice in a vocal filter that shouldn't be there. It dampens the bite that it has, and he has a very uneventful flow. The hook here is catchy, but that doesn't mean it's good. You know, pigs fly. Nope. Have you ever seen pigs fly? Nope. It's catchy, but it isn't good. And Domo Genesis, he has a verse here. It's very short and it's not very memorable. The song after Pigs Fly is called Parade. This song instrumental is composed of some lush synths, some very methodical drums, and what sounds like some constant, consistent bells. Though the song is lyrically simple, it carries a clear and concise message of staying young and rebelling against normal societal conventions. You know, he's constantly talking about fuck school and, you know, why would you want to be an adult? You know, good kids make for bad adults. This song's hook, it sounds like a rebellious chant against the concept of growing up. And it just sounds like he's embracing childhood and doing that while he can, and encouraging that you do it too if you still can. Anyway, after Parade, we get the cut Slow It Down. And the beat here is very bare. Like, it just consists of drums, a cowbell, and some spacey synths. And on the chorus, it has some nice keys. the verse from Haji drags on. It just feels like it feels longer than it actually is. And he obviously doesn't have the skill on he obviously doesn't have the skill on the mic up to Tyler, the Creator's level. And only one of Tyler's two verses sounds all right. The hook on this song is a sorry excuse to just divide the verses from one another, and its only memorable quality is how annoying it is. Like, I just did not like the hook here at all. It just sounds like a reason to divide the verses. Tyler, the Creator, he has one verse here with a vocal effect and the one without. And guess which one's better? The one without it. Because Tyler, the Creator, was insecure about his voice, and every time he put on a vocal filter, it made it worse. But we get a pick-me-up from Slow It Down. We get the song Ass Milk. This song has Earl Sweatshirt and Tyler, the Creator, trading verses with each other after rapping 4 to 8 lines. After rapping 4 to 8 bars, they pass it on to the next. And each MC here is pushing each other to rap their asses off. Like, it's just such a good, it's just so good. It's just such a good song. Like, when Tyler, the Creator, is rapping, the beat, you know, it's very menacing and brooding. It's very dark, and it just feels like it has a very evil atmosphere. And when Earl Sweatshirt is rapping, it's more joyful and playful. However, it feels like Tyler, the Creator, you know, when it's rapping, it's more menacing. It sounds like a very evil person killing someone. And when Earl Sweatshirt is rapping, it sounds like someone skipping through a field of daisies while slashing animals and throats. It's just great. Like, I know I just pictured something very awful probably in my and your heads, but it's just great. Like, the lyrics here are meant to make people pissed off. However, the skill that they present on the mic, it just justifies it. Like, an example of Tyler, the Creator here. I'm not an asshole. I just don't give a fuck a lot. The only time I do is when a bitch is screaming, Tyler, stop. Like, oh my God. An example for Earl Sweatshirt. No narcissist sipping on arsenic. Carve carcasses in the garage. Don't park in it. Hard as fighting retarded kids at Harvard is. Wolfgang keep you up like car alarms and shit. Like, there's just so many memorable lines from here. It's just ridiculous. It's just such a good song, man. It's just such a great song. But after that, we get VCR Wheels. This song is supposed to be this song is divided into two halves. One's VCR and one's Wheels. On the VCR side, it's supposed to be a groovy love song, but instead, it is a rapist groovy love song. And the VCR side, to be honest, it's a very tedious listen, and his take on R&B is just wildly underdeveloped. On the Wheels side, he drops the rapist persona, and with a more aggressive sound backing him, he expands on his feelings for a girl that he's talking about. And even though this song had two opportunities to bring something of quality, it just didn't, you know? Usually a song gets one chance to prove that it's of quality, and, you know, whether it does or not, it is what it is. This song had two opportunities, and it failed in both, which is sad. The next song after VCR Wheels is called Session. I guess Mike G and Haji and Damo, they're kind of teasing Tyler, saying, why don't you hit the blunt, man? You know, Tyler's like, I'm high off life. But yeah, the beat here, it has some very nice, like, you know, if you enter like a lobby of some nicer place, you know, it has like the pianos playing. It sounds like some lobby pianos with some decent percussion and some synths that peek in every so often on the beat. Mike G, he isn't one of the most talented rappers in OF. However, his verse here, it's good. It's good enough. The verse from Tyler, the Creator here, it definitely demonstrates his skill and his skill over his odd feature mates. And the rapper with the most underwhelming verse here is Haji Beats. As his verse, it's just short and hollow. You know, expecting more. the song after session. It's called Sarah. And this song has some, and by the way, this song has been alluded to like all over the previous tracks. Like he alludes to it on the intro track. He alludes to it a few other times on the tracks that come before it. So this song, like, he built up to it. It has a lot of hype to it. So yeah, let's just talk about it. This song, it has some punchy drums and it has many different layers of different synths that he laces into the beat. The track, it starts off as just another love song, but as of course, it just goes wrong because Tyler the Creator is rejected to his promposal. And you know, it's innocent enough until Tyler fucking kidnaps her, goes cannibalistic and rapist. An example, you know, just to cite the song directly, bitch you tried to play me like a dummy, now you stuck up in my motherfucking basement all bloody, and I'm fucking your dead body, your coochie all cummy, looking in your dead eyes, what the fuck you want from me. So yeah, he said that on his record, you know, perfectly acceptable behavior. And you know, after all the fucked up shit he says on the song, I still find myself enjoying it. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm a sick individual, but I like the song because of the sudden twist. You know, you think it's gonna be a bit more of a sappy, bit more of a normal song, but it just has a sudden twist, and the scenery Tyler develops is just there, is very vivid, and I like it. You know, the next song after that is called Jack and the Beanstalk. The beat here is very skeletal with some basic drums and a woozy melody, and eventually it develops with some synths. The song just consists of Tyler spitting three well-wrapped verses with some witty bars. An example of these witty bars: and I'm the only fucking rapper without a chain, without a four-finger ring, like I can't spell my fucking name, and I go to Obama rally screaming out McCain. Oh man. But McCain lost, so good, you know, good job with that, Tyler. Anyway, after Jack and the Beanstalk, we have the song Tina. And if you know anything about this song, it's just pure unadulterated teenager ignorance with no attempt at all to make a good song, which I think is like, it was definitely on purpose. And I guess it's the appeal of the track. I find the hook here quite funny, as it's just Jasper, Taco, and Tyler fucking around and yelling, Tina, perm your fucking weave. Tina, perm your fucking weave. I like it quite a bit. And, you know, this song it's not meant to be taken seriously at all. Jasper and Taco are not rappers. They're, I believe, producers. Yeah, they're not rappers, and they just start spitballing, which, you know, is just meant to be comedy. It's all one big piece of comedy. And rather than enjoying it as music, you can enjoy it as a piece of comedy. And whether or not you enjoy that type of comedy will decide whether or not you enjoy the song Tina. After Tina, we have the closer, the finale track, Inglorious. So on this track, Dr. TC, he says, you know, Tyler's a good kid, he's just misguided. And then after, you know, he says that, he kind of lets Tyler do his thing to close the album, to, you know, give some closure. Tyler, he has some obvious feelings of resentment to his dad that he expresses on the song. I mean, just look at the hook. He's just asking all the bastards in America to, you know, call out to their dad saying, fuck you. And, you know, as he's doing that with his dad. And, you know, Tyler, he goes deep into his verses. You know, he's talking about the burden that he carried, you know, not having a father all those years. You know, he talks about what holidays were like without him, what Father's Day like without him, what meet the parents were like without him, you know. And he talks about what he would do if he would see him again, you know. On 7, he said he would tell him to eat a dick quicker than Mexicans sprint over borders. And here, he says he'd put out the M16 and commit murder. And the beat here, not to overlook it, but the beat here is also good, with some soaring synths, some jingling bells, and some good percussion. And overall, it just caps the album off in a very satisfying way. Anyway, that's all the tracks on Bastard. So this album, it did a really good job setting up Tyler the Creator's career. Like, if it wasn't for this album or the way it panned out, the way it was received, we wouldn't have Goblin with, you know, he tried to up the ante, but, you know, he was kind of also trying to cut back. And, you know, I don't think Igor would exist without some of the foundation that he laid down on this album. And I think he even mentioned it on the 10-year anniversary of this album. Yeah. And even though this album did have its lulls, I still thoroughly enjoyed it. And it shows, you know, Tyler's at the time untapped potential that was just clothed in edgy angst meant to offend anybody that was easily offended. The best track here is Ass Milk. I mean, I kind of alluded to it. I have nothing but praise for this song. Yeah, Ass Milk's just good. And the worst track here is VCR Wheels. I don't like that song at all. But yeah, that was Tyler the Creator Bastard review. If you enjoyed it, if you're on Apple Music, I mean Apple Podcasts, give it a 5-star. If you're on any other podcast platform where you can rate it, you know, give me the best rating. I think I do. I put a lot of effort into these reviews, you know, a lot of time goes into them, as well as being a student. So that comes with its challenges, but I enjoy doing what I do. You can check out the YouTube version of these reviews on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. It's the more highly edited, different format reviews. As I said, there's some exclusive reviews you could check out on there. As I said, I will be reformatting the podcast episodes. I'm definitely excited for that. Check out Single Sunday, releasing every Sunday. That should be out, you know, on Sunday, this Sunday, and every Sunday to come. And you can check out the past episodes of Single Sunday. I think they're all entertaining. Check out my Twitter at Sounds Proper. And yeah, that was Tyler the Creator Bastard, definitely sounding proper. And as I've said in every single episode of my podcast, I don't know how to cap off a review, a podcast. I don't know how to end it. So I just click stop recording, and I think that's how you end the podcast, right?